This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Well, I just got married. You know what everybody said at the wedding? Man, you look great. You know what I said? P90X. My energy at an all-time high. Lost an inch on my waist and 7 pounds, and I wasn't a guy that needed to lose a ton of weight. Then, how about this story about my friend and fellow ESPN radio host, Mike Golic? Mike was telling me about his changes he's seen in his blood work since doing P90X. He's a type 2 diabetic, but after his first 90 days using P90X, his doctor, who's also doing P90X, by the way, told him he's almost able to get off the meds. Plus, he lost over 20 pounds. Remember to talk to your doctor before starting P90X, and everybody's results will be different. Folks, try it out. No risk. 90-day guarantee of satisfaction, but only if you order it now. It works. 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-P90X. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Get pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I'm not much of a help. I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Another day closer to Dallas and Big 12 football media days next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And on the program today, we'll be previewing Colorado, 12 teams in 12 days. Larry Zimmer, longtime voice of the Buffaloes, analyst with Colorado. He's done just about everything in the radio booth with Colorado. They're making their final run through the Big 12 as they get ready to join the Pac-10. And so we'll talk with Larry about that. Again, they've got a very nice schedule in the non-conference that includes traveling to California, welcoming in Georgia and Hawaii. And then, of course, they start their season, as always, in Denver with Colorado State. And we'll be talking with them as we get ready for the final game between Nebraska and Colorado. Daddy, there's so much as we get into this. And Chris Connor, by the way, going to join us as well today, Kearney Catholic coach. The Top 10 Volleyball Tournament is coming into Kearney. This is continuing to grow, and a lot of good teams from across the state. And she'll be in to help us preview that. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is today as well. A lot of questions are out there that I think you can get the fans involved with. First, who would you want to see as Nebraska's last game now that we go in the Big Ten? We've got to replace Colorado. I'm sure Nebraska is fine with playing that Friday after Thanksgiving. Brett Bielema and Wisconsin have already stepped up, say, we want it. Is that who Nebraska wants? Nebraska, Wisconsin. Is that what you want? Do you want Iowa to be that last game of the season? Do you want somebody else from the Big Ten? And again, remember, you're going to have to pick somebody from the West. Right. You're going to have to pick somebody that you play every year. And just assuming that it's those teams in the West, you know, it's got to be Wisconsin or Iowa, doesn't it?
Yeah, assuming you want to face a team that's going to decide the right to go to the title game, you would have to think it would be one of those two. And I would think Wisconsin, well, I don't know if you could say that. Iowa's been, you know, they were in Orange Bowl a year ago, perennial year in, year out. They've been pretty darn good. Kirk Ferentz's name keeps coming up for NFL jobs every time an NFL job is open. I don't know how long he'll be around for with Iowa hockey program. But, yeah, they've been right up at the top. I think those are exactly the two programs that if you want that, Is it automatically going to become a rivalry game? Rivalry game, you don't just say that's going to be a rivalry game. There's got to be something happen, doesn't it?
You've got to develop rivalries, yeah. I mean, you can say Iowa would be a good start. I suppose of any of them, Iowa would be the best start. The only reason Wisconsin would have a little bit of jump on anybody else is because of the Barry Alvarez factor. And Minnesota, we've at least played in the past, although it's been a number of years, and we have destroyed them every time that we have played them. So You would have to think that that is the case. Our phone lines are open, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We're going to give you a chance once again to get registered for tickets to the Cox Classic on the Nationwide Tour in Omaha at Champions Run. It's July 29th through the 1st of August. Clubhouse tickets are what you're getting, which gets you pretty much anywhere you want to go on the grounds to watch the golf. You can get in the clubhouse and cool down and get a refreshment. So we're going to be giving away pairs of tickets, and we've got a lot of folks signed up. We want you to get signed up as well. Plus, you'll need that number for Troutman's Trivia, 888-455-3776. We'll be giving away tickets to Nebraska's Big Rodeo in Burwell over the next week. And the Den Popper email is wide open. The inbox is there for you, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, last night I had my first real viewing opportunity of The Bachelorette. Allie gets it down to three guys. They go to Hawaii, having great dates. Except Frank shows up after he went and visited his longtime girlfriend as the feelings started to emerge for her again back in Chicago. So Frank the Tank, or Frank the Spank, whatever you want to call Frank.
What is wrong with you?
Has to go to Tahiti. They fly Frank to Tahiti. And immediately he has to tell Allie, who's a very attractive girl, that he really doesn't know what happened, but doesn't like her, or what doesn't have the feelings he's developed. He's in love with Nicole back in Chicago, and he's got to end this deal right now. Of course, Allie was heartbroken.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's down to two guys. It's down to two guys, Roberto and Chris, both great guys. I don't know where it goes from here. But now I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued enough. Thank God for DVR. Thank God for DVR. We got to get to the bottom of the story because it is going to be, you know, Roberto's a baseball player. Chris is a landscaper from Massachusetts or Maine or somewhere like that, 33 years old.
And Tony's the gay guy from Bertrand. Okay. There we go. All right. Good to know. Weirdo. Absolute weirdo. And just for the record, you were watching this in a room by yourself, weren't you?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh? In the basement?
No.
Huh? By yourself?
No.
Huh?
No. Me and Lover.
Your dogs don't count.
Me and Lover.
All right.
Partook.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Bail you out a little bit. Psycho. Absolutely weirdo.
Good night. Good night, TV. Then get to see the Royals make a little bit of a comeback.
Well, you did because you have what?
DirecTV.
That's right. If you have basic cable, you did not get to see the game last night. You got to see a rerun of Sports Science. Woo!
That's right. Anyway. I'll give up one in the top of the 10th, but no matter when you score two in the bottom of the 10th, come back to get your first win since the All-Star break.
Well, and had to come back a couple times because they fell down 3-1 early. Also, congratulations to the Arizona Diamondbacks, who scored 13 last night. Florida and NCAA officials are investigating a potential rules violation. Daddy, I ask you, let's put it out there. Maurice Pouncey, Florida, went in, I think, the 18th pick in the draft. Stud, the Gators lost in the SEC. And then reportedly a representative of an agent gave him $100,000 before the Sugar Bowl. What? Of course, he was taken by the Steelers, who, of course, draft people like that. Ben Roethlisberger. If found to accept the payment, could be retroactively ruled ineligible for the game, and Florida might have to vacate the victory over Cincinnati. Oh, my God.
Once again.
Is this a big deal?
No. No. The game was played on the field, and Cincinnati wanted their... You know what? You want to line up. You know, we didn't want to go into a national title game, and Florida didn't want to beat Nebraska by saying, boy, or, you know, Florida State beat Nebraska by saying, boy, I hope Trev Alberts, you know, the Nebraska best linebacker, was hurt with a sprained ankle or was suspended because he took some money. You want to play their team with all their weapons. You don't beat Texas without Colt McCoy last year. No, you wanted Colt McCoy on the field. You wanted their best against your best and let it play out. And you want the clock operator to run the damn clock right, too, but that's a whole other issue. But you just...
Why do you keep going back to that?
Because it was over.
Texas,
it was over. We're champions.
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were.
No. Anyway, this is going to be viewed... This is an interesting spot right here. Now, Florida, if all the penalty would be is that Florida has to put an L next to the Sugar Bowl, well, they wouldn't even do that. It would be a forfeit, I think. It wouldn't even be an L. And Cincinnati could say, oh, yeah, we won. Well, what was the score? We won. That's all that matters. What are you getting out of this? And where I want to go with this is that the only way that this is going to stop is because only the University of Florida current players, staff, are going to be punished. Maurice Ponce, no. Reggie Bush, no. Pete Carroll, no. Until the university, and the only way I can really think of this, sues those players. And that's never going to happen because how many people do you think they're actually catching?
About 88%.
Nobody's going to go to a school that sues former players. So we are in an area here where I don't see any type of a winning situation. There has to be punishment. But again, you've got to find a way to punish the people that committed the acts. Oh, yeah. Well, you were watching the Escobar brothers in that Columbia on 30 on 30 where they threw one guy in jail when everybody knew and saw the other guy do it. Well, that's what this is. Yeah, you did it, but we're going to punish you. It's like reading the lottery again. Yeah, we're going to stone you today. I'm sorry. You're getting stoned.
Well, many of those players do anyway, but you're talking about a different kind of stoning. Doug, the deal is, why would you know as a college athlete, you know if you're going to go in the first round of the draft, or you know if you're a first or second rounder, that you're going to have money, or you're going to have a substantial amount of money given to you as soon as you sign that contract. I cannot believe somebody can approach somebody, and somebody can be ignorant enough to go, whether it's a check, whether it's a cashier's check, whether it's cash, to go, okay, a week before or 2 weeks before the Sugar Bowl and go, you know, I would like to buy my mom a Christmas present. It is that time of year.
Yeah, and Tony Farmer didn't get any money at Nebraska either as he drove into our lot with the big speakers going. That's all I'm saying. There's the money, folks. There is the money. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776.
We're talking to Sooner Steve right now.
Sooner Steve is on the phone line. Yay! I'm glad I get to talk to Sooner Steve before I leave for a couple weeks. What's up, Sooner Steve?
Damn, you're the first person that's ever been happy to talk to me.
Sooner Steve, you see who I co-host the show with?
You need a co-host. Hey, I thought I'd better call in and do a little educating for you guys.
Oh, God. Well, go ahead before we,
now,
you know, then hang
believe
up.
It or not, yesterday, and this is tremendously disappointing for Tony, usually the Tony's the bright one on the show. Yesterday, you won the award. Tony went on his rant about the revenue sharing, you know, everything, taxes, blah, 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 blah. Well, there's an article in the Kansas City paper talking about the revenue sharing, and I'm not going to go back for forever, but going back to 07-08, Nebraska got $9.1 million, which was fifth in the Big 12. Texas got $10.2 million, which was first. Oklahoma got $9.8 million, which was second. The next year, Nebraska got $9.7 million, which was eighth. Texas got $11.8 million, which was second. Oklahoma got $12.2 million, which was first. Oklahoma got the article was in the Lincoln paper for this past year, and I don't know the numbers, but I know Oklahoma was first, Texas was second, Nebraska was seventh or eighth. Okay. Here's my point when you're talking about revenue sharing. This year, Oklahoma's non-conference schedule, Utah State, granted, baby team, Florida State, Air Force, and Cincinnati, Nebraska, Western Kentucky, Idaho, Washington, South Dakota State. Go back to 09, Oklahoma, BYU, Miami, and Cincinnati, and some nobody, Nebraska, whatever the week half of the Sun Belt Conference was. there's a reason Oklahoma makes more TV money than Nebraska, because they should. Well, when you schedule like Nebraska schedules, you shouldn't make the same amount of money Oklahoma does.
This has a lot to do with the athletic director, and I can't argue the point right now, because the previous athletic director, after we get out of this year, I think we can't really blame Steve Peterson as much about the schedules we used to. I don't have to go too far back, though, here, Sooner Steve. 2007, North Texas, Utah State, Tulsa. 2006, UAB, a winless Washington team, Middle Tennessee, and then an unfortunate incident at Oregon. 2005, TCU, Tulsa. And I guess that was the last year that they played three non-conference games, TCU, Tulsa, and then at UCLA where they lost that ball game. I think, I mean, Oklahoma went through this. And Nebraska is going through it now. I don't disagree, but I'm not, I mean, you're picking 3 years, and I agree with your point. But 3 years prior to that, then you have to look at Oklahoma and see who they were playing as well. And I think this has nothing to do with the football players and coaches. It had to do with the dingbats that were running the athletic department.
Well, I understand that they don't – the football coach got quite a bit of input on who they're playing.
Well, thank God, because we got rid of him too.
I don't know that was a bad thing.
No.
But, in all seriousness, the schools that play the best schedules, which Oklahoma does, if you want to go through the history of the Big 12, the two schedules that schedule the best are Oklahoma and Colorado. In terms of football income from the TV money, they should make more. If you're willing to play better teams, you should. I mean, you should make more for lining up with Florida State, Cincinnati, and Air Force than you should with Western Kentucky and South Dakota State. And
well, I'll leave you with this, Sooner Steve. People are actually scared to come to Lincoln, not so much to Norman. You have a nice day now.
I'll get back to you on that one.
Sooner Steve joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You should have him co-host someday when I'm not around. Oh, no! Can't have that. Tomorrow is our Oklahoma preview, so I know Sooner Steve will be wanting to be with us for that. Mike Jones is going to join us, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, on the program. Today it's Colorado. Up next, we're going to talk a little volleyball. We're going to take a break. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Complete Nutrition is extending the 30% off Reveal Extreme sale. Summer's here, and whether you're hitting the beach, lake, or pool, Complete Nutrition wants to remind you there's still time to lose weight for this summer. Reveal Extreme is the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine. And the makers of Reveal are so confident in this product, they're extending their offer of 30% off Reveal Extreme for the entire month of July. There's still time to lose weight fast for swimsuit season. And with 30% off through the month of July, now's the perfect time to get to Complete Nutrition and pick up Reveal Extreme today. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, discontinue use.
For a limited time, receive a free bottle of water pills with purchase of Reveal only at Complete Nutrition in Kearney on 2nd Avenue north of Sun Mart's.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
That's the sound of power, the power to get things done. We're Gronies Outdoor Power Center, your partner in power. If you need it, Gronies Outdoor Power Center sells it and fixes it. From chainsaws, lawnmowers, weed trimmers, to snow blowers and plows and hot pressure washers, we can give you the power to do it right. We service what we sell and what they sell too. 3551 North Highway 281. Call 308-384-5168. Gronies Outdoor Power Center, your partner in power.
The transition is complete. Schroeder Smoke Foods is now in the Conestoga Mall's food court. The move to the food court allows you to enjoy a sit-down meal with a buffet bar, potato bar, salad bar. Schroeder's is always the right call for takeout and catering, too. 308-382-1335. 308-382-1335. Schroeder Smoke Foods, also at their original location in Shelton.
Online at schroedersmokefoods.com, where the fire never goes out.
We'll see partial sun and an isolated chance for a shower storm as well throughout the day today, with highs in the mid-80s. Winds out of the northeast will stay from 5 to 15. There's a chance for scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Somebody bring me back some money, please. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska is the ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Oh, boy. Let's get to some of this email here. I think some of it was left over from yesterday, Daddy, when we were talking about paying Sam Bradford too much. John says a new rookie salary cap will eliminate all of that. Let's see. To Sooner Steve, Mark in Minden says, wow, Steve, that was about as exciting as my last tax meeting. Please read more numbers. EJ in Grand Island says, I agree with Daddy. You're out of your mind, Doug. We were the champs. Texas needs to give us back the belt. Here's the deal. If you think that Nebraska... Now, it's fine if you think Nebraska was a better team, and they probably were on that day, especially defensively. If you really, really, in your true heart, think that Nebraska won that game, then you don't know anything about football. Okay? You just don't. Again, all I have to say is, flip the tables. If it had happened to Nebraska, we would have never heard the end of it. We'd still be hearing about it today. You think the whining now is big? The whining would have been outlandish had Texas in their home state beat us by 1 point and the clock should have had more time on it. And anybody that argues that point doesn't you can't even wear anything that says Nebraska.
Just saying, if it's not reviewable, it's not reviewable. There's got to be rules, Doug. Rules govern society. Rules govern sports.
And Hernandez didn't throw a perfect game either, or whatever his name was. Coming up, Larry Zimmer from Colorado to talk a little bit about the Buffaloes. But today we're going to be talking about Buffaloes and Wildcats. And you know what? I just throw this out. Axtell gets more pub than any school in the state. And I love my Wildcats. But we're going to have to move the NTV studios. Because it's just too easy. It's just too easy. Axtell, among the teams going to the Nebraska Top 10 tournament. What, were you on vacation? They couldn't come up and talk to Chris Connor, head coach at Kearney Catholic. You busy? They shunned you?
I guess, a little bit.
We don't shun you, Chris.
No, we love Dave and Eric and the new guys out there. We're getting ready for a tournament that continues to get bigger and better, hopefully, the Nebraska Top 10 volleyball tournament. I guess it was just time to... Something that had been thought about for a lot of years. We've talked about it in the past, and it was just time to put it in motion. How do you think things are going? What is this, third year, fourth year?
It's the third year.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think things are progressing here for you with some of the colleges coming in and the teams that are coming in?
Things are looking good. We're up to 47 teams, and we have about 17 colleges coming in. I just had a couple call in today. Midland Lutheran's coming up this weekend. And you know, it's just getting to be more of a showcase. And a lot of other states have showcase features. And granted, you have the club ball, but a lot of college coaches get so busy, you know, during spring season. So this just gives them a chance. Most of their camps are done. They can come in and kind of relax and just watch some good ball.
Chris, do you try and match people up in your own class, out of class? And when you know you're going to see those people during the year, a couple, you know, in your conference, two, three, maybe even four times at tournaments. You try and avoid those matchups, or you get right after. How does it go? How's that work?
Actually, what we do is we're running a round robin, so everybody gets to play everybody in that class. So they get a ton of matches in. Teams will come in and play anywhere from 28 to 30 match their sets of volleyball. So they're pretty tired by the time they leave in 2 days.
They broke it up into three sections. There's a C2 section. They have put A, B, and C1 into one, and they put D1 and D2 into another. So I'll throw it out right now, Daddy. Saturday morning, 9 a.m., Kearney versus Kearney Catholic. I looked at that. I made sure that I could find out. I wanted to make sure you weren't dodging each other or ducking each other a little bit. But there's some fun out there. You're going to see teams from Kansas. You're going to see teams from Missouri, I think we've got coming in. You're going to see teams like Seward and Kearney High and Elkhorn and Aurora. I mean, there are all kinds of schools that everybody's going to see in the D ranks and the C2 ranks. You've got former state champions and teams that are in the top five, like Exeter Milligan, the Greeley Wallbacks, there's just so many of them out there. A couple JV teams in there. Axtell, a conference champion, as we kidded around with a little earlier. So there is a great mixture, especially from the eastern portion of the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we picked up quite a few teams from the eastern portion, and then also a few out-of-state teams, I mean, that are good. You look at Wichita Collegiate coming in, and they're 40-1, and Abilene from Kansas coming in at 39-5, both in the top two or three of the state tournament for Kansas. And so we're excited to have them. You know, in the ABC1 tournament, there's just a load of teams. Over two-thirds of the teams are ranked in the top 10, and so it's going to be tough competition. And we kind of like the round robin just because it doesn't, you know, there's enough pressure in season. but this lets you see everybody, and where I wouldn't necessarily get to play any Millard Souths or Elkhorns, now I get to play them, and so it's a fun format.
Chris, you obviously don't go out and go to Wichita and see the top teams and contact every one of them. Obviously, some of them have to contact you, or just word of mouth in your third year already. Is that how this deal's spreading?
Yeah, a lot of them did contact me, and you know, it's good for them. They like to play different competition, and so word's kind of spread. We filled up fast. We were actually pretty full by the end of April. So, you know, the facilities are great at Kearney Catholic. We have, you know, a lot of nice air conditioning in these hot days. And so the college coaches like the format, so we're excited to have them.
Kearney Catholic volleyball coach Chris Connor is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You get the coaches and scouts in from the other schools. What are they looking at, and how pleased have they been with what they've seen the first 2 years?
I would say pretty pleased. I mean, when the college coaches come, they get a profile book, and it lists, right now we're up to 99 athletes that have interest in playing college ball just from these 47 teams, and it's a pretty detailed portfolio as far as how to get a hold of them, what their stats are, contact information, and, you know, it's, to them, it saves them a lot of time, and just a lot of time in season recruiting, and they get that when they come, and then they're welcome to pop in and out as much as they want in those days, and you know, a chance for some of it depends on their rules, recruiting rules, but a lot of them will make contact there and talk to the athletes there.
I know we're only 2 years in, has this directly opened some, has it given a kid a chance maybe locally that you have heard about that they, a coach that wouldn't have necessarily seen him, has that happened already? Are you aware of that at all?
Oh yeah. I've had a few coaches that have come back and says, wow, you know, I never would have seen this kid had I not come up here. And a lot of times it's maybe the out-of-state coaches that come in, and, you know, because a lot of times they won't do a lot of recruiting in Nebraska. And they're looking, but the chance for them to get to the games is tough. So this really opens up some opportunities for them. And we have coaches I have, like from Drake and Northwest, that have specific players are coming to watch and have contacted me, so they're, you know, and obviously they'll be looking at others.
Obviously Bertrand involved in this event, something they've been looking forward to, I hear, for a long time. Anybody nervous about playing them? Do they want to shy away from the Vikings?
I think Lisa might be a little nervous. I know she's not quite the caliber she was a couple years ago, but she's got a young crew, and you know, when we get to, like, if we don't fill in that division, I always offer to area teams to come in and fill. And yeah, it's good experience for them. And then it's kind of nice as just kind of maybe a different type of game, you know, where you can get lots of kids in and stuff. So, you know, we've got a few area schools that are coming in, and we're glad to have them.
I think it might scare the hell out of some of these kids going, oh, my, we're not where we want to be. we better get to work here before fall starts. Give us a little preview of the Stars for what you're going to be looking for in this tournament, and maybe some of these other teams we're used to hearing about, Aurora and Seward and St. Paul and all these teams. Who's going to be a little bit stronger this year that maybe folks hadn't heard of that might be here at the top 10?
Well, I think, you know, you look at in the top division in the ABC one, which is running Friday and Saturday. A lot of these teams that were really strong last year have lost a bunch of seniors, so it'll be interesting to see what they can do, and we're included, what we can put together. I think Bennington will be strong. You're looking this. I'll be really anxious to see, like, these Kansas schools, Wichita coming in at 40-1, and Seaman and Abilene. Minden's going to have a strong club again. Elkhorn always does, and you got Omaha Gross, who, you know, they're always a power in the eastern part of the state.
Lutheran High Northeast.
Yeah, I think
they're good. Everybody was making fun of not having a tough schedule. I suppose this is exactly what a school like that is looking for.
Yeah.
To find some competition if they can't find it during the regular season.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. You know, your schedules are set usually 2 years out in advance, so it's tough to, you know, all of a sudden your team comes on, and then you look at your schedule, geez, I wish I could change it, but you can't, and so you're kind of stuck with your schedule. So it's a great chance, yeah, to see what they can do against some tougher teams.
I just think it's so much fun to play. You see these teams, even if they're a step up from you. Class C one looks at B and goes, I'd like to play them. We get a chance to play them so many times in summer. But you never get a chance to play the teams coming from Kansas or the, you know, Little Rock Northwest or the Lubbock Christian. I mean, you don't see those teams, and to face that competition, you never see them again. Let's see who the better team is on that day.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I don't know, it's two sides, I guess. Last year we had some teams, you know, from South Dakota and Colorado, and I asked them if they wanted to come back again. They said, no way. It was just, they said it's just a whole, it was a whole different caliber of ball.
Well, and that's the one thing that the coaches say, Nebraska is supposedly a step up from most of the states that border us, at least, and one of the top high school states in the entire country. So a ton of teams are coming in. It gets underway Thursday, runs through Monday, and the variety of classes. Chris, kind of run down the schedule again. It's free admission for everybody at Kearney Catholic, using all the gymnasiums there. What are the times that we get started? Let the folks know what they need to know.
On Thursday, we start at 10 in the morning with Class C2, and that runs then on Friday until about 1, and then we kick off ABC1 starting at 2 o'clock on Friday. Runs all day Friday, and then Saturday we run pretty much all day, and then D1, D2 will start Sunday at 1 o'clock, and then run Monday. And schedule can be found on the Kearney Catholic site, too.
Wow, and then you get to take a deep breath. Until then, it's pretty hectic for you.
Yeah, yep, it'll be fun.
Outstanding volleyball action going on this week and weekend at Kearney Catholic. Be sure and stop by Chris Connor, Kearney Catholic volleyball coach, and, of course, the chairman of this Nebraska volleyball top 10 tournament. Did you have anything you wanted to say? Sooner Steve called in a little earlier. Did you have any kind of a rebuttal for Sooner Steve?
I do. If I happen to come on the show again and Sooner Steve is co-hosting, I want security outside the station.
I don't think it would matter who came in. We would have to have security.
There you go.
And he couldn't sit near the window because of what might happen. Did you go to Greeley Days?
Nope, didn't make it up this year.
Yet your kids are just getting too big.
Well,
they're partying all the time, going all over the place, taking care of them.
Yeah.
Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks, Chris, for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Larry Zimmer of the University of Colorado is going to give us a preview of the Buffaloes right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Conference calls. Anybody in business knows how frustrating and long and boring they can be. It's tough to keep everybody focused and keep the meeting moving along. That's why I want you to start using GoToMeeting.com for all your conference calls. It's brought to you by Citrix. It's the easiest way to host an online meeting. Everybody simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and now they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. GoToMeeting will keep everybody on the same page. All of your conference calls will be more productive and more engaging. It's perfect for sales presentations, training sessions, product demos. With GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. That's right, one low flat rate all month. GoToMeeting.com. Try it for a month, 30 days. A month of unlimited online meetings free if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and remember to enter the promo code Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well,
We'll see partial sun and an isolated chance for a shower storm as well throughout the day today with highs in the mid-80s. Winds out of the northeast will stay from 5 to 15. There's a chance for scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
How would you like a chance to win $70,000? You can do it during Adams County Fair Fest this Wednesday through Friday nights in conjunction with our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS. Their 70th anniversary. So in the prize vault, we're putting $1,000 for every year. So, Daddy, 70 years, $1,000 per year equals?
$70,000.
Here's what's going on. As many people as could attempt to open the visible vault between the hours of 4 and 8, Monday through Wednesday, the first person to open the vault wins $70,000. I assume they're punching in a code to our vault, or there's some, you know,
magic
way to open
code.
The vault. And maybe it's like Powerball. Somebody hits it. Friday night, in case someone doesn't win the $70,000, they will open the vault before the Eric Church concert. It's at Adams County Fair Fest. Look us up, 1230 KHAS, and the Visible Vault. 70 grand at stake. Wednesday through Friday between the hours of 4 and 8 at Adams County Fair Fest.
And now for the last time, it's time to preview the 12 teams in 12 days on the Doug and Daddy Show's Big 12 Preview. Big 12 Media Days is fastly approaching, and Doug and Daddy will have guests from
Baylor,
Oklahoma,
Missouri,
Texas,
Colorado,
Oklahoma State,
K-State,
Texas Tech,
Kansas, Iowa State,
A&M,
and Nebraska.
Let's get you ready for Big 12 Media Days that starts on July 26th, 27th, and 28th. Not to mention, give Doug and Daddy a chance to catch up with some old friends. It's time for the Big 12 Preview on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And today on our 12 teams in 12 days, it's time to preview the other team that is leaving the Big 12 Conference. They are headed west. Nebraska is headed to the north, central, and northeast. The Colorado Buffaloes headed out to the Pac-10. And interestingly enough, Daddy, it will be the final regular season Big 12 game, Colorado at Nebraska, the day after Thanksgiving. And I don't think there's a lot of things different with Colorado football than what we've seen in the last few years. They're struggling to get back on top. We're waiting for Dan Hawkins to have the year everybody wanted. Their non-conference schedule is still strong. And yet, for some reason, I believe Colorado can get it done and contend, and it definitely be in the upper half of the North race. I don't know if they're better than Missouri. I think that's a huge game for them this year. And they travel to Missouri to open the conference on October the 9th.
Well, let's get closer to the program and see if Larry Zimmer thinks they're back to getting on top. Larry, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome back.
Well, thank you, and I hope it's not the last time. We're all talking about moving on to something else, and obviously Nebraska and Colorado won't be playing in future years, but I hope you guys will still remember us.
Well, maybe we can at least schedule some men's basketball so somebody can get a win. But Larry, the longtime voice of Colorado Buffaloes, and, some people say the only good thing about Colorado football, but we won't say that here on this show. Larry, before we break down the season, your thoughts on the Buffaloes heading to the Pac-10 and leaving the Big 12?
Well, I don't have any great lasting memories of the Big 12, but as you guys know, I graduated from Missouri back in the 50s, and even though I spent 5 years doing the Michigan Wolverines, most of my background has been in the Big 12, and this will be 37 years doing Colorado football. So my thing is I regret leaving the great rivalries of the Big 8, the Missouri, Kansas, obviously, Nebraska, and bring in the Texas schools, fine, but that's only been for, 12, 13 years. So my regret is the Big 8, but I think for the University of Colorado, for all of its sports programs, I really do think the move to the Pac-10 is the ideal thing, and just like I think that Tom Osborne is very wise in moving Nebraska over to the Big Ten. That's a perfect fit for them with the universities, with big stadiums, and the program in the Big Ten. So, I think it's best for both institutions down the road.
Larry, I had a buddy away from the show ask me this yesterday. When those Texas schools entered the Big 12 and the Big 8 became the Big 12, they came from a defunct league. Why would they be allowed to make any of the rules when it was our league?
Well, it was because of Texas. I mean, let's face it, they were the they're the big elephant in the room, and Texas A&M at that time was a pretty big program. So that was really the motivating thing for the Big 12 to come together. And to be honest, as I remember the votes coming down, a lot of the Big 8 schools were not for it. The Oklahoma and Oklahoma State were, because it was natural for them, to join those four Texas schools. It was closer, and I think they identified a little bit more with them. Unfortunately, I guess, really, if you come down to it, Colorado, I think, was a swing vote. They were the only members of, sort of the northern tier of the old Big 8 that went ahead and voted for it, and it was just a one-vote margin to form the Big 12.
Larry Zimmer joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show as we preview the Colorado Buffaloes and our 12 teams in 12 days. What is the state of the Buffalo program right now, Larry? Because as we last left it, if there would have been money, they would have a new football coach this year. They're coming off two very disappointing seasons, maybe more than that, but 3-9 last year. What do you feel the state of the program is, and do people, have they lost interest in following the Buffs?
Well, I heard your remarks coming in that you felt that they could be in the upper division. Well, let me say that there's great pessimism about this program and certainly about this season. I think the money was there to make the football change. However, the university hierarchy said no, that, perception is reality, and the perception is that the university had money to pay actually two football coaches, because I think they're still paying Gary Barnett. But I think that was one of the reasons, the main reason why it wasn't done. In a way, I'm sort of happy that they've given Hawk this year, because I happen to agree with your comment in the introduction. I think Colorado can be a pretty good football team this year. This is Hawk's most experienced team coming back. If you go down the roster, they have experience at just about every position. They've really built a really good offensive line. You got two guys, Solder and Ryan Miller, who are potential All-Americans. It reminds me some of the old Nebraska offensive lines. And I know defensively they've got a very experienced team. They've got, as usual, a good linebacker core. So I think there's a lot of reason for optimism on this team. There are three areas, however, that can hurt them, and that's wide receiver, running back, and quarterback. You know, they still got the same two quarterbacks that have kept them into three wins in the last two seasons, Cody Hawkins and Tyler Hansen. And right now there's the coaches are saying there's no difference between the two. They're still battling for, the starting quarterback coming in. The last 2 years it's been the same thing, and Cody's won out both times, even though Tyler started the last seven games last year. So I know it's a long answer, but I think they could be better. I think they could be a pretty good football team. But can they make the big plays on offense? And that's the question. It's okay to have the big offensive line, but if you don't have the guys in the back and on the ends, it makes it difficult.
Larry, wide receiver Scotty McKnight joined this team as a walk-on, and now he's going to become the all-time leading receiver, probably in that opening game. Along with him, you get a transfer from Michigan in a Clemens kid. How big of a role do those two play in this whole deal?
Well, obviously they are the big role. Scotty McKnight is a wonderful young man, and he is a great possession receiver. But you're not going to look for Scotty to go downfield. That's not his thing. He's going to always be in the right place. He's going to catch the football. He's going to pick up the 7, 8, 9, 10 yards that you need, but he's not going to scare anybody, going into the secondary. I think Scotty McKnight has got a great future in the NFL, because he's the type of receiver that they really like from the slot, and I think Scotty will have a great senior season. Tony Clemens is 6'2", 205 pounds, great speed. He is the guy who can go deep.
My concern with the passing game is who else can go deep. You got to have more than one, because you get into the Big 12, everybody's going to have a lockdown cornerback. And all they're going to have to do is make sure that Tony Clemons doesn't get free deep. And, you know, it sort of cuts down on what you can do with the football. So they're looking for that guy from the other side that can go deep. They had him in Marcus Semus, and they've given Marcus every opportunity to be on this football team. He has not taken it. He's constantly in trouble. He's no longer in the program and, frankly, no longer in school. So Semus is out. He had a great second half of the season last year, as you well remember. Will Jefferson is a possibility. Andre Simmons is a possibility. And Kendrick Celestine, who has rejoined the program, is a possibility. But all of these guys are untested. So that's my point as to why the offense could have trouble. Even though you got a Clemons and a McKnight, you need more than that. You need another deep threat.
Larry Zimmer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we're breaking down the Colorado Buffaloes. Larry, I guess very, very rarely do you preview a team that seems to be very strong at the offensive and defensive lines and doesn't have a lot to go around them. But I guess if you're a coach, it may be coach speak, but they always say that's where we need to be strong and we can build around. So I guess, is that where the optimism comes from?
Yeah, I think so. In my opinion, it does, because I think the potential is there. The running back situation is really thin. Rodney Stewart's coming back off the injury, and I think Speedy, now with 2 years of experience under his belt, can be very good. But he's not he's so small, he's not really the durable back. Brian Lockridge is a possibility. He's been in the program now. He's going to be a junior. But he, again, is 5'7", 180. He's not that big back. I know they're looking for Tony Jones. Remember that name. He's a freshman out of Paterson, New Jersey, and went to a prep school out there. He was a late signing, so he'll be a true freshman coming in. But they think Tony Jones could really be special in that backfield. And if a guy like him can come through, that's great. He's another 5'7", 180. He's not a big guy. But, you know, if you got three of them, then you can rotate them in and out of there. So the Tony's high school team went 47-1 in his days out in New Jersey. So he's a real prospect, and I'm anxious to see him get in there and play. We've already talked about the receivers, and I don't know what to tell you about the quarterbacks. It's Tyler and Cody, and that's about it. They've got a couple of guys in the wings. They've just got a commitment, although they can't talk about it, but the kid says it. He is probably the top player in the state of Colorado this year, but he will not be in the program until 2011. And that's Berglund, the quarterback at Valor Christian. So I think they're beginning to get some of the quarterbacks now. But, you know, I'll be honest, they had trouble recruiting a quarterback because long as Cody was there, kids said, you know, we're not going to go in and to Colorado because the coach's kid is playing at quarterback. And I have no problem with Cody. Cody's a great kid. He's handled this whole situation very well, but he's got his limitations as a Big 12 quarterback.
Larry Zimmer joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, longtime voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Larry, we switch sides of the ball, and you get a secondary coach, a first-year Ashley Ambrose. People remember that name from the NFL, an NFL great. What does it do to put a name like that and a face like that for these young kids?
Well, you know, you got to remember Ashley's been on the staff. He's been an intern, and he was slated to take over as the wide receiver coach. But then when Coach Brown, the secondary coach, left to go to Arizona, it only seemed natural that you would bring Ashley over to coach the defensive back, since he was a all-pro defensive back with the Bengals in the NFL. Ashley is a terrific young man, and I think a great coach. And I think he will put a stamp on that secondary, and I agree with you. I think, he gets the attention of the players back there, because he's been there and he knows what it's all about. And I think if you look at that secondary, the starting four can be pretty good. I mean, Jaleel Brown, a senior, five-year guy on one side, and Jimmy Smith, five-year senior on the other side. Jimmy is, I think, a terrific player who just might be all Big 12 if they don't discriminate against Nebraska and Colorado. Ray Polk is a solid free safety, and then you've got Anthony Perkins at strong safety. I mean, those names you should recognize because they've been around for a while.
Larry, really quickly before we run out of time here, I know mm-hmm. Brian Lockridge is a name we can mention with special teams. Is there anybody else there that could be explosive on punt kicks or from the place kicking position?
Well, I tell you, going from the spring practice, Tony Clemens is a good punt returner and kickoff returner, and so is Jason Espinoza, who has been in the program, and Lockridge obviously is part of it. Will Jefferson could do it. The other guy I want to mention is Parker Orms. He scored five touchdowns in the state championship game a couple of years ago. He's a redshirt freshman now, but he's playing on the defensive side of the ball. He can also be a return man. But the problem that CU has, and they've had it ever since Mason Crosby left, is who's going to put the ball through the uprights. They've got the same cast of characters. Eric Goodman is still, and Zach Grossnickel is trying, but he's a redshirt freshman who hasn't really shown he's ready to do it.
Well, Larry, we've been asking everybody this. Who do you like to play in that last Big 12 title game for Nebraska and Colorado?
You mean who's going to win it?
No, who's going to play in that championship game in Dallas?
No. Well, whoever it is, I hope they beat Texas.
I'll tell you what, all we have to do is mail a little red out to Larry. I never knew. I never knew. We may have to wear a little gold and a little burnt gold there.
No, I'm not sure Texas will get there. If as I look at the South, I think Oklahoma's the team to beat down there. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting. I heard you say you didn't know whether Colorado or Missouri. I think Missouri's going to be really good. And the Buffs have to play them in Columbia. They haven't had great success there. But I think that is a key game, and Colorado could very well, be right in the mix. But I think Nebraska is the odds-on favorite to win the North.
Well, Larry, we always appreciate catching up with you. Can't wait till Big 12 Media Days and keeping an eye on what the Buffaloes do, again, through a great non-conference schedule and their final run through the Big 12. We'll talk with you soon.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and the Georgia game is going to be big. It's going to be a reunion of the national championship team in 90, so that should be an interesting football game. But I look forward to the Big 12 Media Days, too. I hope they let us in.
We'll see you next week, Larry.
Okay.
Larry Zimmer with the Colorado Buffaloes. Yeah, it's the closer we get, I just think the more interesting it's going to be. Again, the one thing about the Big 12 Media Days is that everybody's going to think, well, maybe there's going to be, at least this is my thought, Daddy, and you can take me into the break with your thoughts. I don't think there'll be much because it's going to be media. We don't dislike the other media, and I don't think the other media dislike Nebraska, Colorado, the North, the South. I mean, we've never felt that down there. There's always some good-natured ribbing. But it's not like there's going to be a ton of fans in the lobby yelling at Texas or Colorado or Nebraska.
It's not the SEC.
And you want to know why? Because there's no university in the Big 12 in Dallas, and they just don't care that much.
When you see the SEC media days, and they get 500-600 fans in there.
Well, yeah, but you got Spurrier walking in, or you had Lane Kiffin, or you got some people there that you want to hate.
Right. Well, no, absolutely. But fans don't show up to have hats. I mean, it's not a signing and stuff.
There's a few,
like
but
that.
Not a lot. Hey, before we go to break, don't forget, it is sidewalk sales this week at Misco Sports and on the downtown Kearney Center. Great deals as we get rid of summer and get ready for fall. If you're thinking volleyball, if you're thinking football, if you're thinking cross country, all the gear, the shoes you need are coming in daily, and if you need something special, they'll order it for you. But don't forget sidewalk sales Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Misco Sports, they've been doing it for you for years on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week and open late nights on Thursday, but with sidewalk sales, special hours, be sure to stop by and check out all the great deals. Right now, we want to get you registered for the Cox Classic. We still have Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you would like to register for a pair of tickets to the Cox Classic, July 29th through August the 1st, call us now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Mary will get you on the list. We're going to draw out a winner tomorrow, I believe, so stay with us. Give us a call now. We'll be right back.
My name is Joe, and I have a secret. I recently witnessed an X Games athlete practicing a mind-blowing trick I never thought possible. Not without gravity boots, anyway. I shouldn't have seen this, which compels me to warn you. If you see any motocross, skateboard, BMX, or rally athlete practicing these massive tricks, look the other way. It's for the best.
Nobody sees X before it happens at X. X Games 16, July 29th through August 1st on ESPN and ESPN2. Brought to you by Navy.
The call to serve has no sound, yet I have heard it. In the whispered retelling of honorable sacrifices made by those who have served before me. The call to serve has no form, yet I have clearly seen it in the eyes of men and women infinitely more courageous than most. It is invisible, yet always present. And for those who choose to answer the call, it is the most powerful force on Earth. America's Navy, a global force for good. To answer the call, go to Navy.com.
What says summer more than a round of golf, hot dogs, and soda? Indian Head Golf Course, Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course, says summer with a season-long offer. Tee off between 11 and 1 any Monday through Thursday with a cart and get a free hot dog and soda. It's state-of-the-art. It's state-of-the-game. It's the midday special at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island, where the fun begins. IndianHeadGolf.com.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Life is a ball game.
Here comes Sanders' throw. Out in front of the plate, the runner scores.
Pennant races are winding down.
When you want to know the latest from the diamonds, sit right here.
This is outrageous!
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sun and an isolated chance for a shower. Storm as well throughout the day today with highs in the mid-80s. Winds out of the northeast will stay from 5 to 15. There's a chance for scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Back on a Doug and Daddy Show Wednesday. Merritt, do we have anybody calling in to qualify for those tickets?
Yeah, we got a couple people from Hastings. Luke and Joe are both in, so we'll see who's a winner tomorrow.
All right, Luke and Joe. Hey, we just visited with Larry Zimmer, Colorado Media. Always great to have Larry on, and when you hear that voice, you know it's Larry Zimmer of the Colorado Sports Network. Dan Hawkins, of course, will bring Scotty McKnight, the wide receiver, Nate Solder, the 6'9", 300-pound lineman, the All-American candidate, and then cornerback Jaleel Brown will come along with him. They go up Wednesday. They're on the third day of media days, right before we get ready to head back to the Cox Classic. We'll get to see Coach Hawkins and his three players. Coach Hawkins, really, Dave Plotty is the sports information guy there. They really do a great job of getting around and talking to a lot of people where other people, well, simply suck. Doing that, they go out of their way to make everybody feel, you know what, that they will be there the day before. They will do interviews the day before.
It'll be good stuff.
It's just fun to see those guys. And they always, you know, Coach Hawk has always been great with us. We'll have to ask him about the Troutman's bacon. We sent him out bacon. Hopefully he got it.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up in just a moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. One other note, ESPN releases their Big Monday schedule. Why bother anymore? I mean, yes, you don't want Nebraska or Colorado on there 12 times, but there are 8 Big Monday games. 7 of the 8 either have Kansas or Kansas State. not Texas Tech, A&M, Missouri. I mean, they're on there a few times, but they're either playing Kansas or Kansas State seven of the eight times. And boy, Kansas and Kansas State was almost on the outside looking in here for this Big 12 conference. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. Did we get any qualifiers this time around to win Cox Classic tickets?
Yeah, we got Luke and Joe from Hastings.
Oh, did I already say that? Did you already say that? My bad.
Doug wanted to know, too. It's okay.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I stepped out for a second to go grab a story. I'm sorry. I didn't know that's what you did. I'm a loser. Sorry. I can't, you know, there's some times that I can't rely on you. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Speaking of that, 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. Call now. We'll give you a trivia question on the air at 888-455-ESPN. Speaking of unreliability, me and Daddy are going to scrap it up here. Been so good. We will ask you a trivia question, and if you get it right, $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. That is so good. So good. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
It's Grady.
Well, you know, Grady?
We
always talk about college football on this show. Is that okay if we ask you a college football question?
That's fine.
All right, Daddy, what do you got?
I'm going to go with what was Colorado Buffalo's last bowl win. Who was that against? It was a Houston Bowl, in case you care about that. Who did they play when they won a bowl game the last time?
Houston.
It's a great guess, but it's
not Houston,
correct.
In the Houston Bowl, but it was a team from south of the state of Oklahoma. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Michael.
Michael, you want another college football question?
Sure.
All right. Okay, here it is. Colorado actually beat a top 25 team last year when they were 3-9. Who was that team that was ranked when they played them?
No clue.
You want to take a guess?
I'm Michigan.
Not Michigan. But thanks for the guess. Thanks for trying. Call back, 888-455-ESPN, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
They would have beat Michigan, but they weren't a top 25 team last year, and they didn't play them.
Yeah, 888-455-ESPN. That's kind of a good question, though. Who are we chatting with?
It's Dan.
Dan? Oh, I want to go there, Daddy. I want to go there. Is that okay? Who caught the Hail Mary for Colorado against Michigan? We're all familiar with the play. Who caught the game-winning touchdown at Michigan for Colorado?
I have no idea.
Try back. We might throw another question your way. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jordan.
Jordan. You know any of the questions that we've asked already? You know the answer to any of those?
Is the last one Michael Westbrook?
Well, that wasn't the question I asked. That wasn't the question I asked. See, Daddy, now you got to ask him a different one, see? Yes, Michael Westbrook was the answer, but that's not the question. So, Daddy, what do you got?
I'm going
to... Oh, to hell with it! That's the answer! What do you think? There you go.
That's fine.
How far was Alex Henry's field goal against Colorado? You know the answer to that one. How far?
56.
Oh, it's a good thing we didn't ask you that one because it was 57. We're going to make you a winner anyway, Jordan, because we're over time and you're smart. You went right after it. So hang on the line. Merritt will get your information. You're a winner of a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Thanks for listening to the program and hang on the line. Well, Daddy, there you go. UTEP is who Colorado beat in their last bowl game in 2004. In the Houston Bowl.
They played in the Independence Bowl versus Alabama. They lost that by 6 points, 30-24. In 2005, they were in the Champ Sports Bowl. They lost that to Clemson, 19-10. And then Houston, they were able to go to the Houston Bowl and defeat UTEP 33-28. So that was their last bowl win.
Some of our other answers there. Kansas was actually ranked when Colorado played them last year, 17th in the country. So that was the top 25 team that Colorado beat last year. We want to thank Larry Zimmer from the Colorado Radio Network for joining us on the show today to preview the Colorado Buffaloes. Chris Connor, the head volleyball coach at Kearney Catholic, as the Nebraska Top 10 Volleyball Tournament is coming to Kearney Thursday through Monday. All the action is at Kearney Catholic. We are jam-packed tomorrow. A real live member of the Kansas City Royals, pitcher Bruce Chen, who's been doing well. Royals' Bruce Chen going to join us to talk about where they're at and where they are expecting in the second half of the season. Also, our 12 teams in 12 days. Mike Jones to preview Oklahoma. John Peterson, who is going to be playing in the Cox Classic and former pro at the Kearney Country Club, now at Miracle Hills in Omaha, all among our guests tomorrow. Oh, it's going to be a full show, and we're going to give somebody tickets to the Cox Classic.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.